Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to At the Movies with Jameel. I'm your host, Jameel Bradfield. It is Friday. It's always good to reach the end of the work week. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, June 14th, 2013. Can't believe we're already halfway into the month. It's Father's Day weekend. So happy Father's Day, early Father's Day to all the dads out there listening. You can tune in to us online tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Central and 7 to 9 p.m. for those on the East Coast and 4 to 6 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. We are on live right now on the air. And tonight we are observing and honoring June as Black Music Month. So I'm not going to, you know, you get a break from all of my chatter. I am going to talk about movies, what's in theaters, what's coming soon, and just kind of what the latest and greatest news in the film industry right now. But you're going to hear a lot more music on tonight's show. I'm excited about it. Obviously, over the years, there have been a ton of wonderful songs and soundtracks from black, either from movies that primarily featured black actors and actresses of black movies or mainstream movies that feature songs by black artists. So we're going to hear a plethora of you know, wonderful hits, old school music, new school music, mostly from movies and soundtracks, but we'll throw in a few just extra good songs that weren't necessarily in movies, but we just like them. A lot of songs like Sam Cooke's Change Gonna Come, you know, have had a major impact just on black culture over the years, and it's one of those songs that has lasted the test of time. You know, Wake Up and What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, you know, all of those songs are just a part of black culture, and they've been around forever, and I don't think they're ever going to go anywhere because of what they mean, those songs. So, Black Music Month, June is Black Music Month. We're celebrating that tonight. Black music and black movies. So we're going to get to that a little bit later. We kicked off the show with a song that needs no introduction, a movie that needs no introduction. That was the theme song to the film Shaft by the same title, the original Shaft from 1971, starring Richard Roundtree, and, of course, the soundtrack and title song was done by the legendary late great Mr. Isaac Hayes. So, thought there's no better way to start off a Black Music Month movie show than the theme from Shaft. So there you go. I want to start off with my normal weekly shout outs to all of the divas of Cheryl's World. Of course, At the Movies with Jamil is a part of the weekly lineup of Cheryl's World. And when I speak of Cheryl, I speak of none other than veteran journalist Miss Cheryl Smith. Miss Cheryl Smith is a radio journalist, newspaper journalist. She's a mentor. She's a diva. She's a delta. She's all sorts of fabulous things rolled up into one diva package. So Miss Cheryl Smith, she has a lot of exciting things coming up next weekend. So, you know, next weekend, Cheryl, this will be the 19th year of her Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon, and it's held in Dallas, Texas, and that is next Saturday the 22nd, but before that, that's kind of like the final event of her weekend. You know, her birthday is next Thursday, and so to kick off her birthday, you know, I think she's going to do dinner with some friends here in Dallas and colleagues, and then go into the next night, which is the official launch party for iMessenger Enterprises. And iMessenger Enterprises, is the owns several very successful journalistic mediums. There's an online newspaper called iMessenger that is comes out weekly. Then there's the Texas Metro News, which is a print, biweekly print paper, as well as the Garland Journal, also a traditional print newspaper. And then Cheryl's World, the online radio programming, is also a part of that. And so the official launch party for iMessenger Enterprises is next Friday night at the African American Museum in Dallas. And I actually will be broadcasting live my show next Friday. I'm the lucky one that gets to have my show fall on the same night as the launch party. So I'm going to be broadcasting my show At the Movies with Jamil live and in color from the African American Museum in Dallas next Friday night at the launch party. So I'm very excited about that. Legendary comedian and activist Mr. Dick Gregory will be in the house. And the super uber talented Mr. Miles J will also be in the house performing live for us. So I am gearing up for next Saturday. Next Friday. I wish next week was already here. But looking forward to all of that. And again, the Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon. If you're in the Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex and you're interested in coming out and supporting that event, it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly. It's for a good cause. It raises money for scholarships for young people, for your kids. So check us out. I'll have some more information for you later in the show about where you can go to get information about the Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon. And then let's see, what else do we have going on? Our top 10 box office. Who was number one last week? Inquiring minds want to know. Well, you know, I wondered if Fast and Furious was going to hold on to number one more week. You know, it came in opening weekend 2 weeks ago at the number one spot. It held on to the number one top box office spot last week, or week before last. And then last weekend you had The Purge, and the Purge opened up, and The Internship also opened up, and that's the comedy starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, pairing them up together on screen in a comedy for the first time since Wedding Crasher. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if either one of those movies would knock Fast and Furious out. And, well, it did. And it surprisingly was not The Internship. Actually, it was The Purge. So The Purge came in number one at box office last weekend, or last week, at $34.1 million. Fast and Furious just dropped down one notch to the second spot, making $19.6 million last week. Now You See Me at $19 million. The Internship at $17.3 million. The animated movie Epic at $11.9 million. And then Star Trek Into Darkness, which I just saw last weekend. It's pretty good. $11.4 million. After Earth, which I also saw last week. And it was just okay for me. I could have waited on that one for the video. Wasn't bad. Wasn't terrible, but I wasn't in love with it. But After Earth came in at $10.7 million. The Hangover Part 3, $7.3 million. Iron Man 3 is still in the running, in the top 10 at $5.8 million in the ninth spot. And then rounding out the top 10 in the bottom spot is The Great Gatsby at $4.2 million. So The Purge, you know, last week, just before it came out, I mentioned in last week's show that there was one of those movies that it didn't get a lot of marketing. I mean, there was some, you know, marketing and publicity around it, but I mean, I don't think it was a huge advertising and marketing budget. You kind of had to be one of those people who just know about all types of films and were on the lookout for this one or heard about it and checked it out, looked more into it. Very interesting premise. The Purge deals with the government, of course. You know, fast forward some in the future, crime and corruption has gotten so bad that the government in this movie, The Purge, has this annual 12-hour period where they allow any and all crimes are legal for that 12-hour period every year, once a year. And I guess they call it the Purge because just to kind of help them out on the law enforcement side, they can't really accommodate, you know, any more criminals. So they just kind of let folks go out there and kill each other. And it just kind of it's a purging of, you know, just all the bad things that could possibly happen. They just kind of come out. Even people who I think wouldn't normally resort to crime get to just do whatever. And I mean, anything goes, including rape and murder. And it's just awful. And then at night, also during this 12-hour period, no policemen they don't respond. You know, I don't even know if you can be seen or treated at a hospital. You're just literally on your own to survive, you and your families, for those 12 hours. So very interesting premise. I haven't seen it yet. I am very interested in going to see this. I will check that out and let you know my thoughts on it at a later date. But so that, you know, knocked Fast and Furious out and even kept The Internship from being number three behind. I thought it would at least be in the top three behind the Fast and Furious, just because, again, you know, not necessarily what the story is about, but just the fact that you've got Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson back on the screen together, and their chemistry, especially in comedy on screen together, is just amazing. They work really well together, and their timing, just their delivery, you can just tell the energy they bounce off of each other when they're working together. So I just thought that The Internship would be in the top three, but it wasn't. Now You See Me, which actually looks pretty good as well. It's about the four magicians or illusionists that pull off these master illusions in which they're actually pulling off like bank heists at the same time within their magic tricks and kind of stealing the money from the rich and giving it to the people. And Morgan Freeman co-stars in that movie. So there you have it. There's your top box office for last week, and it'll be interesting to see. It's always interesting to see who takes over the number one spot. Of course, my guest for next week's top spot would be none other than Man of Steel, the new Superman movie, which actually opened in theaters today. Looking forward to go see that with my family. I think that's going to be a Father's Day outing for us. I have always been a follower of the Superman movies, the motion pictures, starting with, you know, Christopher Reeve back when, oh gosh, I was a kid, maybe 7 or so. But yes, it's Superman's birthday. The character Superman, which is a DC comic, not to be confused with the Marvel comics, but a DC comic book character that was created 75 years plus. So happy birthday, Superman. And the producer of this new Superman movie, Man of Steel, is Christopher Nolan. The director is Zack Snyder. It stars Henry Cavill as the Man of Steel, the caped crusader. Well, no, it's that Batman. Okay, well, another man in tights. Henry Cavill, and then Amy Adams stars as Lois Lane. And there's Kevin Costner's in it, and Russell Crowe is in it. They have a lot of other kind of big, heavy hitters. Lawrence Fishburne played Perry White. You know, Perry White is the I guess, publisher, editor of the newspaper where Clark Kent and Lois Lane work. And traditionally, that role has always been played by an older white male actor. So I thought it was interesting that they cast, you know, a black male character in that role. So Lawrence Fishburne actually plays Perry White this time around. And you know, it looks like it's going to be interesting. It certainly looks like it's a much darker, grittier Superman than we've ever seen before. But, I think I mentioned about a month or so ago on this show that, you know, with Christopher Nolan coming on board as a producer, he also was involved with the kind of new look that we saw with the Batman movies in The Dark Knight Rises. So it doesn't surprise me that this new Superman movie has a darker look and feel to it, you know, with Christopher Nolan involved. So looking forward to see that. Like I said, this weekend, I expect to see that. So I'll have a review for you next week on that. There's not a lot of other big movies opening up this weekend. I mean, obviously Man of Steel is large enough on its own. This is the End actually opened Wednesday this week. So it had kind of a midweek release that is rated R, an hour and 47 minutes long, so not too long. But This is the End is a comedy, and it stars Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, Jonah Hill, James Franco, Craig Robinson, and they're playing themselves. And so they're playing themselves as, you know, this hot Hollywood actors and comedians, and all of these guys are comedic actors. And they're in the movie, they are at a party at James Franco's house, and they're trapped in the house after like some weird kind of catastrophic events hit Los Angeles, and it appears the world is basically coming to the end. And so you can just imagine, they're trapped in the house, they can't leave, they start running out of supplies, they start running out of food, cabin fever setting in a major way, and, you know, people starting to get on edge, and their friendships are at risk. So that came out Wednesday. Man of Steel came out today. Man of Steel is rated PG-13, and it is unlike This is the End, which is a short hour and 47 minutes. Man of Steel is 2 hours and 23 minutes long. So make sure you take the potty breaks before you go in to see Superman. You will be in there for a minute. But that's, let's see, those are the two biggies that are in theaters, the wide release. There's always a ton of movies that open up in limited release in some of the smaller independent movie houses. There's an indie called 20 Feet from Stardom. It deals with, the film shines a spotlight on the untold true stories of backup singers. Lisa Fisher, who many will know was a backup singer for many years for Luther Vandross, is one of the backup singers that's featured Mary Clayton, Darlene Love, and several others. So that's kind of like a documentary. It's about an hour and a half long. You can probably check the local listings if you're interested in that. I'm sure that they, all of these men, women who were kind of behind the spotlight or out of the spotlight, as career backup singers, have a lot of interesting stories to tell about working for these different superstars. So that should be, this is Black Music Month, so that is definitely one to check out. Again, that is 20 Feet from Stardom. And then next week we have coming out Monsters University. I know all the kiddos are looking out for that one. Monsters University is basically the kind of long awaited or anticipated sequel to Monsters, Inc. Monsters University is rated G and, of course, is voiced by Billy Crystal, John Goodman, Steve Buscemi, Helen Mirren, and the list goes on, but those are your main characters. World War Z also comes out next Friday, June 21st. That's PG-13. And, it just kind of looks like end of the world movie being taken over by zombies. And Brad Pitt stars in that movie. Anthony Mackie also co-stars in that movie. Those both come out next Friday. And let's see what else we have here. Unfinished Song comes out, starring Vanessa Redgrave. About an hour and a half, 33 minutes. And those are the kind of biggies for next week. And then the last weekend in June, we have The Heat on June 28th, which will star Sandra Bullock, Girl Next Door, Miss Sandra Bullock, and the super-duper funny Miss Melissa McCarthy. I love her. She is so funny. And Melissa McCarthy, for those of you who don't know her by name alone, is the woman, actress, and comedian who co-starred. She pretty much stole the show in the movie Bridesmaids. And she most recently starred alongside Jason Bateman in Identity Thief. She was the woman who actually stole his identity. She has a new movie coming out with Sandra Bullock called The Heat on June 28th. And also on June 28th, another big motion pictures, White House Down, starring Channing Tatum, who I believe is he recently voted like the most people's most sexiest man alive or something. Channing Tatum, and congratulations to Channing and his wife, actress Jenna Dewan. They are two that I actually like for personal reasons. They're both vegans, and I'm also a vegan. So shout out to Channing Tatum. They just had a little baby, their first child, so congratulations to them. And Channing Tatum is in this movie, White House Down. For those of you who saw Olympus Fallen, you're probably going to have flashbacks. I mean, the premise is different. The storyline's a little different. But basically, bad guys are taking over the White House. Jamie Foxx stars as co-stars as the President of the United States, James Sawyer. And the movie also co-stars Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Woods. So White House Down and The Heat in theaters two Fridays out, the last Friday of the month. And then you have several other smaller releases. Byzantium, a band called Death, Copperhead, and I'm So Excited are also some more films that you can check the local listings to see what they are all about. So that is the latest and greatest to bring you up to speed on what you can find in your local theaters, what's coming soon. And we are going to, before we get off into our Black music tribute, we're going to take a little trailer break. Let me get it set up for you. We can check out the trailers for This Is the End and for Man of Steel, since those are both in theaters this week. This Is the End. So actually, they did a red carpet screening of that film in Dallas about a week or two ago, and Craig Robinson and Seth Rogen were here along with the director. And I think Seth Rogen actually co-wrote this film. So they were in the Big D. And let's check this trailer out here. Black Music Month, June. So many good songs lined up for you tonight. So stay tuned and check out this trailer.
Best we could ever plan.
Gene Franco's having a giant party.
This place is beautiful, man.
This place is like a piece of me. You two just stepped inside me.
You let us both come inside you. Yeah.
Boom. Thanks, James Franco.
Have you seen Michael Cera tonight?
What's up, Rihanna?
I can't believe people still invite him places.
Oh, don't touch my bumper, bitch.
It's a weird face.
So hot. Is urging people to stay in their homes right now.
Looting, rioting.
For all we know, the Lakers could have just won, and that's the reason why all this is happening.
I think it's the apocalypse. It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
The sinkhole? Every single time I turn on the news, sinkhole in South America, a bunch of South Americans getting sucked into the ground.
Sinkhole in my ass.
Son, we should just stay in here, fortify this bitch, and take inventory of all the food we have.
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, Nutella, CT Crunch, a Milky Way.
Can I have that Milky Way?
No, you can't have the Milky Way. It's my special food. I like it.
I want some of the Milky Way.
I'd be pretty bummed if I don't at least get a bite of the Milky Way.
What you want, son? This is my king. This is my lane. Get out of the way. What you want, hun?
What the hell?
Watson showed up.
There are six of us. You cannot rob us.
Oh, Hermione just stole all of our
shit.
Round the Clock Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase and Lavish Buffet, June 2nd, 2013, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Center City Grill, 3316 Merrily Drive in Arlington, Texas, 76011. This month's featured musical guests are Dallas's Tim Clifton, Shy Speaks, Marquin Middleton and the Miracle Corral, nationally renowned dance troupe Ordered Steps, singer-songwriter Bridgette Taylor, international recording artist Crystal Cameron, and Grammy-nominated artist Tracy Randall. Get your tickets at firstsundays.eventbrite.com. For more information or vendor opportunities, call 972-834-5936. That's firstsundays.eventbrite.com. For more information, call 972-834-5936. Food, fun, and fellowship await you at First Sundays. What? You haven't got your ticket yet? Well, get busy now.
Before you put on this record, understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, even today, in 1992, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Revolution! Revolution!
Good people in cycles of poverty. It bothers me, so I ask myself, I say, how you doing as much as you can for the struggle?
No.
Am I doing as much as I can for the struggle?
No.
Then why do I cry when my people are in trouble?
No.
My ancestors slapped me in the face and said,
go!
Here is something told me to get on up. Marcus Garvey said to me,
let
me
get on up.
My brother Malcolm X meet our neighbor. It ain't like we never seen much before. Come on, let's talk revolution now. Don't talk up all night.
There's
gotta be action if you want satisfaction. It's time for yourself or the young ones.
The
you in the U.S., we can't allow ya. To tell us to get it together was not important. Did it bother ya?
Oh.
I ain't with it. Just forget it.
No.
You can't even debate if you don't understand our situation. You don't want us to go get a gun now, do you? You don't like to see people running around now. Yet still you want to live like 902. I know why we leave out. Yo!
Freedom.
My grandmothers ago, we erased it. You must acquire it. Something we never taste it. So people, let us wear our palace.
What?
It's either the bullet or the ballot. So now,
revolution.
Revolution.
All my people say,
revolution.
All my brothers say,
revolution.
All my sisters say,
revolution.
Hey,
revolution.
All my people say,
let's talk about a revolution.
All my people say,
come on,
yeah. All my people say,
let's talk about a revolution.
Hey.
Live to At the Movies with Jameel. I'm your host and film critic, Jameel Bradfield. And you just heard Revolution by Arrested Development from the movie soundtrack for the film Malcolm X. It is June and we are celebrating Black Music Month tonight on At the Movies with Jameel. It is all about Black music. We are featuring Black music from movies and some songs that weren't necessarily in movies, just songs that have had an impact on our culture, have been successful songs, hit songs, and some that I just personally like. So there. That was Revolution. We kicked off the show, of course, with the theme from the motion picture Shaft, the original make of Shaft. I also liked the remake of Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson, but, you know, it's nothing like the original with Richard Roundtree, who I, by the way, had the pleasure of meeting at the African American Film Critics Association Awards in L.A. back in February. So shout out to Mr. Roundtree, the original Shaft. So we just kind of, before the break, we talked about what's in theaters, what's coming soon. I always want to give you a little industry news, what's going on, you know, on productions, behind the scenes, things that you may or may not have known about movies, actors, actresses, directors, and the like. And so there's, you know, Man of Steel came out today, the new Superman movie, and there are a few different things, you know, about the movie, or some changes that were made about the movie, the characters, and one of the most obvious, I guess, is that in the new Man of Steel, and this is a bit of a spoiler alert, in the new movie, the new Superman movie, Lois Lane knows that Clark Kent is Superman. And this movie is, I'm not going to say it's a remake of the original Superman movie, because it is a different, it does have a different spin on it. But it's a remake in the sense of it starts from the beginning of his story and how, you know, he's a baby and his planet is about to blow up and he gets sent to Earth. His dad ships him off in a little spaceship thingy. And he lands in, I believe it's Kansas, and crash lands, and that's where the Kents find him and take him in. So it's like the original Superman with Christopher Reeve in that sense, but it's different in terms of, you know, it was, I think one of the things about the original Superman movie with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder as Lois Lane, even as a kid I was like, how is it that, you know, she's supposed to be this brilliant reporter, but she can't tell the difference between a man who looks the exact same, by the way, with the exception of putting on a pair of eyeglasses. I mean, you know, minus the cape and the tights. He had on a cardigan and, you know, like a Mr. Rogers sweater and a button-down shirt. But how could she not tell the difference physically? He's standing right there in front of her at work with the glasses on, takes glasses off. She doesn't have a clue of who he is. So that mystery, you know, that age-old question has been answered and kind of solved in this version of Superman. She knows his identity. She knows who he is. So in Man of Steel, you know, Lois Lane, she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, and she's investigating the story of a giant craft that was found buried in the Arctic ice. And, you know, kind of while snapping photos of this craft, she spots a, you know, kind of barely dressed or severely underdressed figure kind of climbing through the freezing, you know, climates and the ice and everything. And she follows him into an abandoned Kryptonian spaceship. And that's where she kind of gets attacked by this automated security system, you know, and they, Superman uses his heat vision to cauterize her internal injuries and saves her, whatever. That's the first kind of rescue. So I think the movie kind of, I don't know if it starts there, but it does take you back to how he ends up coming to Earth in Smallville, Kansas. That whole story about how he's adopted by the Kents. So that's different. You know, that's a huge difference that she knows who he is, or she knows of his, she's introduced to him not, you know, in the same way, and she knows of his identity. And there's not, you know, these two people that she doesn't recognize just because of a pair of glasses. So, as a informed moviegoer, I appreciate that our intelligence is no longer going to be insulted with that little unanswered question. But anyway, there's just a little tidbit for you about Man of Steel. This is the end. We just talked about that a few minutes ago. It's the film where, and you heard the trailer, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Craig Robinson, Jay Baruchel, they are playing themselves. I think Neil Patrick Harris is also, I'm sorry, he's not in this movie. I'm getting it confused with him making a cameo. The point I was getting to is the stars playing themselves, and Neil Patrick Harris plays himself in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That was just another example. But there's kind of, I ran across an interesting article that talks about stars playing themselves in movies and that there's some make or break rules that they should follow. And one of the biggest ones is, you know, play the you that people think you are. You know, William Shatner, everybody looks at him as a Star Trek captain. And so in whatever movie you see him in outside of Star Trek, you're going to expect to see Captain Kirk or some semblance of his character. So, you know, I guess the unofficial rule is even when you see stars in other movies, that they should kind of still give you a tidbit of who you most know them for, whatever character you most know them for that's not them, other than them playing themselves. So I'm sure that movie is interesting. All of those guys are wild and pretty off the chain individually as comedians. So I can't imagine getting that group of characters together is like, I'm sure it must have been just crazy on the set even trying to shoot that movie. I always, you know, think I had a chance to interview Marlon Wayans back when his movie The Haunted House came out. And I'm like, yeah, how do you get any work done when you have a whole cast of comedians? Yeah, I can imagine certain things they just do take after take after take because they can't stop laughing. But he said there was some of that going on in A Haunted House with the scenes with the Cedric the Entertainer who played this priest who they called on the scene to try and exorcise the demons out of his girlfriend, out of Marlon's character's girlfriend. But anyway, always interesting when you have a group of comedians like that in one movie. You know, who's the star? And they're all equally funny. That is This Is the End, Superman. Some news you may or may not be able to use. Some other headlines in Hollywood. Johnny Depp, apparently during the production of the Lone Ranger, which he stars as Tonto, apparently took a pretty scary fall off of his horse. But, you know, obviously, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, you know, and even from the TV series, which you kind of remember them is always on horseback. And apparently he took a pretty bad spill, Johnny Depp did, during the shooting of the movie. But he's okay. We're happy to see that he's okay. So I think you can actually check out the video of the accident. You know, in the days of camera phones and tablets and, you know, smartphones and everything, there's not too much of anything that's not caught on video. So if you like watching freaky stuff like that and being grossed out or make something that'll make you wince and you want to watch him fall off of his horse, then I'm sure you can pull it up online. But he's okay, and that's all that matters. Johnny Depp, The Lone Ranger, is coming out in July, I believe. And I think it's, yeah, it comes out on theaters the July 4th weekend. That'll probably be a big one. It comes out on July 3rd. And I think it's brought to us by the same people that did the Pirates of the Caribbean. So the trailer certainly gives you that kind of adventurous feel to it. It'll be interesting to see. Johnny Depp is a good person to play Tonto, so I think he'll do a good job at that. And then World War Z news. That is the kind of devastating zombie end of the world kind of movie with Brad Pitt. And apparently there's some fans who are willing to pay a pretty penny to see this movie, World War Z, in advance, like a pretty, you know, a few days ahead of schedule of its wide release in theaters. So they have a limited number of what they call mega tickets have been devised for mega fans. Early screenings of World War Z are going to be held in 5 cities on June 19th, that's next Wednesday, 2 days before the movie opens. It opens in theaters next Friday on the 21st. And I think ordinarily early tickets for pre-release screens are like $16.50. 14 for children. You know, they have a ton of advanced screenings sometimes that you can go to certain websites and win tickets or win passes for free. But if they have, like, private showings or advanced screenings that they actually charge you as a ticket price for, they're usually about $16.50 and then maybe $14 for kids. But these mega tickets for World War Z are coming in at about $48.75, which actually ends up rounding up to about an even $50 when they add the service fee. So, you know, what does $50 get you for a movie ticket? I'm sure inquiring minds want to know. Well, you get the screening is in Real D 3D, and apparently you get a pair of special collectible custom 3D glasses, which I'm guessing you won't have to recycle in that little box on your way out of the theater. You'll hopefully get to keep these if you're paying $50 to get in a movie. You also get a full-size copy of a limited edition World War Z poster. Ooh, and an HD digital download of the movie the day that it becomes available on home video. So, and I think they even get a free bag of popcorn. What is that tweet? Small size, of course. But so, for those diehard zombie movie goers, movie fans who are very much anticipating the release of World War Z, so much so that they cannot wait for it to come out. Just 2 days later, they and are willing to pay $50. That's the little VIP World War Z mega fan package that they get. So there, that's your movie news for today's show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening live to At the Movies with Jamil. I am your host, Jamil Bradfield, and tonight we are celebrating Black Music Month. And so we are going to get in the groove here in just a minute and listen to some good music. But I want to give you just a little bit of background about Black Music Month and how it came to be. Black Music Month, I believe, officially started or was designated as Black Music Month, the month of June, beginning in 1979. That was the first year that June was recognized as Black Music Month. And the celebration, the annual celebration of Black Music Month, was the result of a collaboration between songwriter and producer Kenneth Gamble of Gamble and Huff, the songwriting team, and broadcasters Ed Wright and Diana Williams, who at the time lobbied then President Jimmy Carter. He was in office at the time. They lobbied him for like a month. to get Black Music Month, I guess, passed or recognized, just like there's Country Music Month in October. Then, you know, likewise, they wanted to have a Black Music Month. And so they lobbied President Carter hard. I mean, they used all of the power and influence of people who were, you know, big names like Clarence Avant, for example, who was close to big Democratic politicians back then, like President Carter. And it was, you know, I think it was one of those things like, well, they had a country music night at the White House, and so it was like, hey, you got a country music night, why not a Black music night? And, you know, the story goes on from there. They pushed really hard for about a month, and they obviously were successful, because ever since 1979, we have been celebrating June as National Black Music Month. So, with that said, there have obviously been countless movies over the years, over the decades, that were either recognized as Black movies and had predominantly soundtracks featuring Black artists, Black recording artists, Black music. And then there are also mainstream movies. For example, one of the hot movies right now in theaters is Fast and Furious, and there's several tracks on that soundtrack that were written and produced and performed by Black artists, such as the main, I guess, what would be deemed the theme song for Fast and Furious 6, We Own It, which is by Wiz Khalifa and 2 Chainz. You have a Ball by T.I. featuring Lil Wayne, which is also on T.I.'s album, but it is also on the soundtrack for Fast and Furious. And you have a host of other. Ludacris obviously has a song on. He's in the movie. Co-stars in the movie, and he has a song on the soundtrack as well. But we can go back to Shaft. We can go back to The Wiz. We can go back to Lady Sings the Blues and Mahogany and, of course, Purple Rain, one of my, I would have to say, probably as it pertains to a film about music, it would have to be Purple Rain for me. I mean, I think that movie came out in 83. Yeah, 1983. So, happy 30th anniversary to Purple Rain. It's been 30 years since that movie comes out, so now you know how old I am. But, and Prince, of course, my fellow Gemini, like myself, and Miss Cheryl Smith of Cheryl's World. Prince celebrated the birthday last week, June 7th. So happy belated birthday to His Royal Highness. But Purple Rain, boy, you talk about Black Music Month and movies. I mean, that's one of the first movies that comes to mind for me because it is not just a movie that features Black music on a soundtrack. The movie is about a musician's career as a musician, as a songwriter, you know, with a band, and just the whole dynamic of gigging and trying to make it, you know, as an artist, trying to make it, get that big break. And just, you know, the other kind of subplot, family stories, struggles, kind of rival bands. You know, you live in a town where you had Prince and the Revolution, or they were just called the Revolution in the movie, and then you had the Time, you had Morris Day and the Time band in the movie, and they were clearly rivals in the movie. So with that said, we're going to kick off kind of our soundtrack spotlight of Black music for Black Music Month with none other than Purple Rain by Prince and the Revolution.
Purple rain.
That was Purple Rain by Prince and the Revolution from the motion picture soundtrack for Purple Rain. We are celebrating Black Music Month tonight on At the Movies with Jamil. I am your host, Jamil Bradfield. And if you are listening and you'd like to make a comment, you want to kind of share with us maybe what your favorite Black song from a motion picture soundtrack or Black, you know, a track or song written and produced, performed, and or performed by a African-American recording artist, please call us up. The number is toll-free, as always, 646-200-0459. Again, that's 646-200-0459. And make sure you press the number 1 to make a comment on the air. And, of course, if you are listening online or you'd like to switch off the phone and listen online so that you can multitask, please log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, www.blogtalkradio.com/Cheryl Smith. Our program is Cheryl's World, and my show on Cheryl's World tonight, every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Central, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, is At the Movies with Jamil. That was Purple Rain, and we're going to move into some other wonderful songs from motion picture soundtracks. Of course, yeah, we play Prince, you have to play the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, and of course his last what would have been his last live concert tour was captured in video footage for his rehearsal purposes, the kind of playback purposes. But after the completely shocking, untimely death of undoubtedly the world's greatest entertainer of all time, Mr. Michael Jackson, then that footage was put together into a sort of a documentary-style movie called This Is It. So we're going to hear some of Michael's classic hit songs that we saw him, you know, perform and rehearse his choreography and his performance for the This Is what ultimately ended up being the This Is It documentary. But before we get to the King of Pop, we're going to take you back a little bit, take a little trip down jazz lane, if you will. Prince is obviously certainly most known for his pop music. Michael Jackson also mostly known for his pop music. I would say we kick off the show with Isaac Hayes and Shaft, and so he certainly was more of a R&B, known for our rhythm and blues, the original version of rhythm and blues, not necessarily what we call rhythm and blues today. But let's take a quick, let's see if we can roll back here. Let's see. I'm going to queue up for you, but I don't think I have it. I'll come back to that. Let's see. I was looking for more better blues, but we will come back to that. In the meantime, we will go ahead and check out some King of Pop. Why don't we just go ahead and check him out? We'll do The Man in the Mirror. That is a very inspirational song. It was obviously, I think, one of those songs in Black culture that just had a major impact in terms of just, you know, it's just one of those inspirational, motivational songs. Start with The Man in the Mirror. You want to change the world. You want to change how other people are. Look at yourself and see what needs to be changed first. So Man in the Mirror by King of Pop. This is obviously one of the songs that was going to be featured and performed on This Is It tour, which is also captured in the film. So, Man in the Mirror, Mr. Michael Jackson.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the car, while I'm born. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
I'm asking you to change.
And we're back. You're listening to At the Movies with Jamil. I'm your host, Jamil Bradfield. And you just heard A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, the legendary singer, Mr. Sam Cooke. And just before that, you heard Man in the Mirror, also on the subject of change, by none other than the king of pop, Mr. Michael Jackson. We are celebrating Black Music Month. June is Black Music Month, has been ever since 1979 and was recognized and made official by then U.S. President Jimmy Carter. And we have Kenneth Kenny Gamble and others to thank for the start of Black Music Month. So grateful to them for making sure that our music is recognized on a national scale. It is Black Music Month. We are featuring songs by Black artists, songs that were featured in Black movies, songs that are featured in mainstream movies that were written, produced, and or performed by Black artists. It is a great night here, Friday night, June 14, 2013. We're halfway through the month already. I cannot believe it. Next thing you know, it'll be time for the kids to go back to school. They just got out of school. Not that I'm complaining about that, you know. But we listened to Purple Rain a little earlier, and we're going to take a little break here in our music extravaganza and check out a couple more trailers. Of course, A Man of Steel opened in theaters today. So what better trailer to cue up for you than Man of Steel, the new Superman movie starring Henry Cavill as Superman. Also co-stars Amy Adams as Lois Lane. I believe Kevin Costner plays Mr. Kent, and who adopts Superman. And of course, Russell Crowe plays his biological father, Jor-El, from the planet Krypton. So, Man of Steel trailer in theaters today. Let's check it out. This would be a good one to take the dads to see, dads and the kids to see for Father's Day. I know we're planning to check it out this weekend. Man of Steel.
The world's too big, Mom.
Then make it small. Focus on my voice. Pretend it's an island out in the ocean. Can you see it?
I see it.
My son was in the bus. He saw what Clark did.
You have to keep this side of yourself a secret.
What was I supposed to do? Just let him die?
Maybe.
I have so many questions. Where do I come from?
You just have to decide what kind of man you want to grow up to be, Clark. Whoever that man is, he's going to change the world.
And that was Smooth Criminal, also by the King of Pop, another one of the songs and performances featured on the documentary This Is It, capturing footage of the rehearsals for what would have been Michael Jackson's last concert tour overseas. That was, another hit song by Michael Jackson. He had so many hits during his career. You know, there's God definitely broke the mold when he made Michael Jackson. There's never been another Michael Jackson. There never will be another Michael Jackson. There are those who I know try to emulate him and admire him and try to copy his style in terms of dance and even singing and just his overall delivery of his performances. But there is only one. There is only one. There will always only be one Michael Jackson. So that was Smooth Criminal. And we are celebrating Black Music Month here on At the Movies with Jamil. If you're just tuning in, we're featuring songs from Black artists, from Black movies, from mainstream movies by Black artists, and any other combination thereof. And there's just some songs that I like that haven't been in movies, but they're just, just great songs. Or at least some of my favorites. We've talked about what is in theaters now. So if you're just tuning in, you should definitely know by now that the new Superman movie, which we just heard the trailer a few minutes ago, Man of Steel, opened in theaters in wide release today across the nation. It actually had some advanced screenings that opened last night and then some midnight showings. They had some Thursday evening showings and then some midnight showings last night. I believe as of Thursday night's box office revenues, it had already brought in, I think, about $12 million. So, and then I think it pulled in another $9 million or so with the midnight screenings across the country. So it's definitely on its way to being a big box office hit for this weekend. I have no doubt that it will take the number one spot, knocking The Purge down a notch or two for next week. But we will definitely have an update for that for you on next week with the new top box office, and I'll see who comes in at number one. So we are down to about our last half an hour plus 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, if you're on, of the show for tonight. And before we play some more wonderful music, I want to give you my Dallas station break for my Dallas listeners. I, of course, am based in Dallas, Texas, but have fortunate to have listeners all over, and a lot of support and fans from my family and friends back home in Hotlanta. But for my Dallas listeners, my Dallas-Fort Worth, Funkytown-Fort Worth listeners, I want to let you know about a few community events coming up. I mentioned at the very opening of the show that Cheryl Smith of Cheryl's World next weekend is her weekend. Her birthday is Thursday. I think we're going to go out, hang out, have dinner. Looking forward to it. Friday is the launch, the official launch party for iMessenger Enterprises, which is owned by Cheryl. She is the publisher of three newspapers, iMessenger, which is a weekly online newspaper or publication, as well as two traditional print newspapers, Texas Metro News and the Garland Journal, are all under the iMessenger Enterprises umbrella, as well as my show here at the Movies with Jamil, and all of the programming on Cheryl's World on Blog Talk Radio are all a part of iMessenger Enterprise family. And we are having our big official launch party next Friday night at the African American Museum. And I will be broadcasting my show live from the African American Museum. So looking forward to that. So excited. It's going to be a lot of great entertainment. Guests, Dick Gregory will be in the house. Miles J will be in the house. And a host of other local celebrities and who's who in Dallas. So looking forward to being a part of that next Friday night. And then, of course, Saturday we round out Cheryl's World, her big weekend next Saturday night with her 19th annual. She's been doing this, raising money to send kids to school for 19 years, folks. So, you know, we have to give her her props, give her her kudos. You know, a lot of people walk the walk or talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Cheryl lives up to her word. She delivers on her word, and she definitely walks the walk. So 19 years and running the ever-exciting Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon goes down next Saturday night in Dallas at USA Bowl. For details and ticket prices, and it's still not too late to get a team. For those folks out there who want to sponsor a team, you want to pull together your own team and sponsor another team, there's still time to do that. Go to don'tbelievethehype.org, and that's all together. No spaces, no characters, no hyphens, none of that. Just don't believe the hype, and no apostrophe either. Don'tbelievethehype.org. Or you can call 214-941-0110. Again, the number's 214-941-0110. I have had a chance to participate in that event in the past. It's a lot of fun, a lot of bowling, good food, good music, celebrities. It's family friendly, so you can bring your kids. You put all the kids down on their own little lanes, and they just go at it. Put the little baby bumpers up. You know, I might need the bumpers myself. I'm not a great bowler, but I do have a good time bowling. It's all in fun, and it's all for a wonderful cause. You know, as expensive as college and school is today, you know, our kids, families, no matter how much money, you know, your parents may make, every parent can use some help with tuition costs, you know, in educating your kids. So it's a great cause. She's been doing it for a long time. She's had a lot of success at doing it. Let's help make this year no different, just as successful as the past. Don'tbelievethehype.org, 214-941-0110. Call, register, be in the house next Saturday night. I will be there with my bowling shoes on and my family. So come on out and support us. Help us raise some money for some very deserving young people. Help them take their careers, their lives, their passions, their dreams to the next level. Help them, as my husband always says, to see it through. So that is all going down next week. And this weekend, of course, is Father's Day weekend. It's Friday night. The malls are still open. At least, let me see, on the East Coast, you probably have about a half hour left to shop. Central, we've got about an hour and a half, 2 hours left. And West Coast, you still have plenty of time. And then you've got all day tomorrow. And then for those really, really late last-minute shoppers, you know, you can always run out first thing Sunday morning, late night, Saturday night, stores that might be open, and stores open late on Sunday, of course. So happy early Father's Day to all my fathers listening out there. We so appreciate you. I know I would not be able to do what we do as a family in my house without my husband being the wonderful father that he is to our kids. So special shout out to my husband, Mr. William Bradfield, for being just the world's greatest dad to our kids. And a special, special, extra special shout out to my own father, Dr. James Young, known as Jim to everybody who knows him in Atlanta. Shout out to Dr. Young, Daddy. I am still a daddy's girl at the 18th anniversary of my 25th birthday. Yes, I am still a daddy's girl. Always have been, always will be. You know, they always say a father is a girl's first love, and that he is my heart. So I love him dearly. Wish him a wonderful Father's Day. Wish I could be with him, but, you know, we talk almost every day. So I know that he knows we are there with him in spirit. And shout out to all the fathers who are no longer with us. And we are, our prayers, you know, we think about you and our prayers and our thoughts. My father-in-law was you know, the world's greatest father-in-law. A lot of people aren't blessed to say that they have a good, really solid, genuine, good relationship with their in-laws, but I definitely have that in my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, and he was called home by the Lord a few years ago, and we miss him dearly. So shout out to Big Daddy looking down upon us. So another important community event. I'm going to have to stop there before I get all emotional. Another important community event coming up, and got a couple more weeks out for this one, but I want to put it on your radar. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the House of Renewed Hope. You're going to hear me talk a lot about this organization. I'm on the board, and it's very near and dear to my heart. You heard the organization. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was established by a man named Christopher Scott, who was a guest on my show just last month. And he came on and he told his story of wrongful conviction. And when he finally had his innocence proven and was released from prison after spending 13 years behind bars for a crime that he absolutely did not commit, had nothing to do with, and then they caught the real guy, the real killer, after Chris got out and got his life back, his freedom back, he decided to, he could have just kind of gone on with his life and just never looked back at this whole issue. But he instead has just decided to take it on, take it head on, the issue of wrongful conviction, and started this organization to try and not only end wrongful conviction and free the innocent, help to do the homework to help free the innocent and investigate cases, but also to prevent it from happening in the future. We obviously are off to a phenomenal start here in Dallas County with changing the way things used to be, but that's just one county. There's several other counties in Texas. There's several other jurisdictions across the country that are plagued with innocent individuals wrongly identified, mostly by eyewitnesses wrongly identified and therefore wrongfully, tried and convicted and incarcerated. And oftentimes for many, many years, two of the other gentlemen that I work with, of course, Chris was spent almost 13 years behind bars. Two of the other gentlemen, Johnny, Lindsay, and Stephen Phillips, that I work with on the board of this organization. Mr. Lindsay is he spent 26 years behind bars. 26 years is more than a quarter of a century of your life for something that he did not do. And thank God DNA has advanced to the point where, after he requested a post, he was finally granted a post conviction DNA test, and it proved without a shadow of a doubt he absolutely was not the person that committed this horrible crime, years ago. But again, he was released and he got his life back and his freedom back, and he's actually getting married tomorrow. So shout out to Mr. Johnny Lindsay. Congratulations to you and Sharita, and best wishes to you both. But Mr. Lindsay spent 26 years behind bars for something he didn't do. And Stephen Phillips spent 25 years behind bars for something he did not do. So these are just some wonderful guys. I've had a chance to really get to know them and working with them, and they are so dedicated to making sure this doesn't happen to anybody else ever again if possible, and then to try to help those who, like them, were, locked up or who are still locked up but are innocent and don't have a voice and need somebody on the outside fighting for them. So I am honored and energized to be a part of House of Renewed Hope. We are having our second annual fundraiser on Tuesday, July 9th. It is a happy hour / networking mixer / bowling party with there'll be bowling and billiards and live music and good food, and got some local community leaders already committed to coming out and other elected officials. So I am excited about it. For more information about that event, tickets are $25 for the general public. You are welcome to join us. It is a worthy cause, And you can get more information on the website at houseofrenewedhope.org. It's all together, houseofrenewedhope.org for more information. Sponsorships are still available and individual tickets. And, of course, if you cannot attend or participate in the event itself, you are always welcome to make a charitable contribution, a monetary donation online, and you can do that through PayPal on the website. So there is my community break, an event update. So mark those dates, June 22nd for Don't Believe the Hype with Ms. Cheryl Smith, and July 9th with Christopher Scott and House of Renewed Hope. All right, we're going to jump back into our Black Music Tribute for Black Music Month for the month of June. We've been listening to Little Michael Jackson. We heard Isaac Hayes earlier. We heard some Sam Cooke. And I want to have a little fun right now. You've been playing some kind of serious, heavy-hitting, inspirational-type songs. And let's have a little fun here. Let's speed the tempo up a little bit. And one of, you know, I typically I like to dance personally, so I always enjoy movies that deal with dance and choreography. And so let's check out a song from the soundtrack, the movie Stomp the Yard, which starred Columbus Short and co-star Mr. Darren Henson, who has been a guest on my show back in around holiday time in December. Let's check out Walk It Out. I'm Stomp the Yard.
Hey! Now walk it out! 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 Now walk it out!
Now walk
it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now walk it out! Now hit the dance floor! Hey, bend your back low! Trouble. I like the way she move, undercover. Now everybody leaning, I make the crowd rock. Now go and walk it out. I see they on my job. She want that bubble gum. Is they the double me? Two choosing me, so I know that I'ma win. It's on once again, Patron once again. I threw my head back, then I froze like the wind. West I walk it out, south I walk it out, east I walk it out, north I walk it out.
Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase and Lavish Buffet, June 2nd, 2013, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Center City Grill, 3316 Merrily Drive in Arlington, Texas, 76011. This month's featured musical guests are Dallas's Tim Clifton,
no like
Shy Speaks, Marquin Middleton and the Miracle Corral, nationally renowned dance troupe Ordered Steps, singer-songwriter Bridgette Taylor, international recording artist Crystal Cameron, and Grammy-nominated artist Tracy Randall. Get your tickets at firstsundays.eventbrite.com. For more information or vendor opportunities, call 972-834-5936. That's firstsundays.eventbrite.com. For more information, call 972-834-5936. Food, fun, and fellowship await you at First Sundays. What? You haven't got your tickets yet? Well, get busy now.
Back. That was Freedom by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boynton from the movie soundtrack for Django Unchained, the big Oscar and Golden Globe nominated movie Django Unchained. And just before that, we listened to, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank. It'll come back to me. But Freedom by Anthony Hamilton. We're going to check out a couple of other songs before we get out of here. It is about 13 minutes before the hour, 7:47 to be exact. That is Central Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's almost 9 o'clock your time. You're listening to At the Movies with Jamil. We have been celebrating Black Music Month tonight on the show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, June is and has been recognized as Black Music Month nationally since 1979, thanks to former President Jimmy Carter. And for his support, it was actually Kenneth Kenny Gamble, the songwriter and producer's brainchild. And he and a small group of other supporters, you know, they made it happen. So we're thankful for that. Of course, it kind of started out of the idea of, well, since we had a country music month in October, why not have a Black music month? Obviously, Black music plays such a big role in our culture, just has such an impact from, you know, from our dancing style to just to our worship experience in church, you know, the gospel music, and has such a also plays such a big role in our roots, in our culture, and so many different genres. I mean, obviously with the younger generations, we typically only think about what is played on the hip-hop stations, the hip-hop music, neo-soul music, you know, the R&B music. But there's so many other genres that I don't think there is a genre that we haven't touched, from folk music to jazz music, of course, even rock music, country and Western music, you know, the R&B music, alternative music, you name it, and we have artists who have dabbled in it in one way or another. So and then, you know, it's not just the performance of the music. We have a lot of accomplished Black songwriters and producers, and you know, they are all to be celebrated and their accomplishments and talents recognized, not only during the month of June, but, you know, all year round. And thanks to media outlets like BET, like TV One, and then, of course, the host of print and radio media outlets out there to make sure that Black music is, you know, gets ample airplay and gets exposure that it needs. Of course, there are always artists that I personally think just don't get the recognition that they deserve, or they don't, you know, they're considered successful and they have had hit records, hit songs out, but they just haven't turned into those kind of mega superstars, you know, the Beyoncés, the Princes, the Madonnas, the Michael Jacksons of the world, you know, U2, Bono, those folks, they're on a, Janet Jackson, you know, they're on a separate stage, and not everybody reaches that level. I would, even in today's world, I put Rihanna up there in terms of Black artists, the young, new music, new generation. But there are so many other artists that come out. I was listening to in the car the other day. I have the latest CD that Avant put out. And I just really, really enjoy his voice. I can't really describe it. I mean, and there's certainly a lot of other male R&B singers out there that I like just as well. But there's just something about the smoothness and the tone of Avant's voice that I just really, really dig. And so I was just glued into Avant. And I tell you, on not this album, but I believe the album before this, he did a remake of an old Christopher Cross song. I don't know if it was sailing. It was one of those types on, and it is just beautiful. Beautiful. Did it ever make the airwaves? No. And, you know, I hate that. You have so many artists out there, and I know, you know, not everybody can be a Beyonce, and not everybody can be a Prince or, you know, a Michael Jackson or a Usher. Everybody, you know, can't be on that level. But there are so many talented artists that are out there trying to make it, trying to get a record deal. And, you know, to that end, just be careful, because for as many artists as there are out there, I mean, legitimately talented, you know, with raw talent artists out there, there are just as many sharks circling in the waters waiting to try and sign them and lock them down for some ridiculous agreement or amount of time that, you know, a lot of young people are just so eager and anxious to get out there, they'll sign the first contract that's put in front of them without having legal expertise to tell them, hey, this is standard, you know, contract, or this is really crappy, and get themselves into a world of trouble, or get themselves into something binding that they can't get out of. So, you know, be careful out there. Surround yourselves with people that you can trust. I know that's hard to do in the music business and entertainment in general, but try to seek out those who you know 110% you can trust and will have your best interest at heart should you ever get your opportunity to have your big break and get a deal and, you know, all the other things that come with that. So just protect yourself. And that's my own little two cents from my own past experience trying to make it myself as an artist some 20 plus years ago. And shout out to all of the black artists and musicians, just not only in the U.S., but just around the world. I mean, I think sometimes we think about things in very narrow focus is just in America, in the U.S., and of course, it's Black Music Month here in America. But there are a lot of talented artists, vocalists, and musicians of color around the world. So just shout out to all of our musicians. You know, music is such an important part of our lives for so many different reasons. Just like with celebrations, there's always, you know, two things, food and music. And, you know, sometimes music and with movies. There's music. I had a show or two where we talked about this when I first launched at the Movies with Jamil back in November, December. We talked about the importance of, and I had speech from Arrested Development come on, and my special guest, and we just talked about the critical role that music plays in movies, you know, and just to kind of reiterate that point, you know, what would the horror genre of film be without movies? What would Jaws be without the dun 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 dun? You know, what would, okay, I know that was a bad rendition, but what would Jaws be without that theme music? What would Halloween be without, you know, the Michael Myers, I think that's a piano piano piece there. What would Psycho be without the kind of shrieking music that plays during that infamous stabbing scene in the shower? You know, you hear this. You already know what's going to happen before you even get to the next scene. You hear certain songs. So music plays such an important role in so many different things, and particularly motion pictures and film. It helps to establish emotion. It helps to establish a tone. You know, if there's a sad scene or a really happy scene or a really silly scene, I mean, the kind of sound effects and music that you hear in the background really helps to set the foundation for all of that, for what's going on visually with images. The music really helps to play that up. And again, you know, movies and music are synonymous with one another, because I had a chance to watch a film. I mean, it was Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee. I had a chance to see an advanced screening of that movie, and there was no music. The music track had not been added. The soundtrack had not been added. And the score, not only the soundtrack, but the score had not been added to the film. And so to watch an entire feature-length film with absolutely no music behind it was really bizarre. And then to go back and see the finished product with music and with the score, you know, underneath and with the soundtrack at the end, it was like night and day. It was really amazing. But anyway, that's all that we have for tonight. It's been a wonderful show. I've enjoyed listening to all the good music. Of course, we're going to play another favorite song of mine to take us out. And make sure you tune in next week. I mentioned I'm going to be broadcasting live from the African American Museum in Dallas at the official launch party for iMessenger Enterprises Publications and Cheryl's World online radio program. But we're going to go out to a song it's inspiring to me, Wake Up Everybody by Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. So everybody have a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day, and I will see you at the movies. Tune in next week. Don't want to miss it. Dick Gregory, Miles J will be in the house. Have a great weekend.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.